Hi, everyone, and welcome to the pre-show. As always, we do a pre-show before every Poptail Weekly because why not? Nina says second, Liam says first. So today we're doing Dark Citadel, and this is one of those Echo skills that I've actually had. Excuse me. I'm a little sick. I think the weather has been changing, and it's making me a little stuffy. It's one of those skills that I have, been meaning to do for a while and just never got to it. So I am just sending out some stuff. I always post to Facebook. Not that I have a lot of friends on Facebook. I tend to keep my Facebook very private. But I tend to keep my Facebook pretty private. So every once in a while, someone will add me, and then they'll be like, how come you didn't add me back? And I'm like, because I don't do that. Evil Chocolate Cookie says third, LOL. So yeah, today is Dark Citadel, and I'm looking forward to this one. It sounds like it's got a lot going for it. A lot of these skills I don't play ahead of time. You guys are getting my honest reaction to them. It's the way I like to do things. If you are new to Poptail Weekly, what we're actually doing is we stream over on Poptail, and I'm going to throw the link in the YouTube, as I always do. Usually Poptail comes in this chat and kind of answers some questions and does some things. I will tend to look at chat over on the other channel. We're trying to grow the channel, and we actually are doing very well. I'm very excited to report that we are uh 112 subscribers. So we're growing at a really prodigious rate, which is super exciting, and bodes well for my future doing these. So I got the tweets ready. I've got Discord ready because I got a tweet. Or not tweet to Discord, but I gotta, send the the thing to Discord to let everyone know that we're doing Dark Citadel and So this month looks pretty good for Poptail Weekly. I think I can kind of say what we're doing. I don't think there's any harm in that. It's not like it's super secret. This week we're doing Dark Citadel. Next week we're doing something called Animal Rescue, which is more of a kid's skill, but I am looking forward to playing it because I like animals and I like rescuing them. So I feel like it's perfect for me. Then we're going to be flipping the script and actually doing an audio game, which like a full-on computer game, which is really kind of cool. We're going to be doing Rosemary's Fate Chapter 1. So if you're wondering why I haven't done it over here, now you know why. Because we'll be doing it over on the Poptail side. And then after that, I'm not really sure. We could revisit Popcorn Tycoon. We could do a few other things. It's up in the air at this point. As always, if you think there's a skill that we should be looking at, please let us know. I mean, because really, a lot of it is feedback from you guys. And that seems to help drive, to a certain extent, what we're doing. I can't guarantee that because you suggest something, we're going to actually do it. But listen, if a bunch of people say, hey, do this skill, then it might actually happen. Also, we're going to be talking a little bit about VoiceCon before we get going. And I'll have more on that. Poptail is a sponsor of VoiceCon. And we definitely want to see people there. And hopefully Nick will be here to kind of help me out because though I understand what VoiceCon is, I don't really understand what VoiceCon is. And I feel bad saying that because I probably should be more aware of what this thing actually is. And I feel a little bad kind of, you know, being like, yeah, VoiceCon, great. Yeah, I don't know what it is. So that's what's going on there. I'm trying to think if is there anything else? Am I streaming right now? Can you guys hear me? Yeah, you can. Okay. I was like, why is... Oh, Poptail can hear me. It's Poptail! Woohoo! Poptails! So, I know you'll be kind of hanging around, so I do want to talk a little bit about when we get going. I do want to talk about VoiceCon, but I'm not really sure what VoiceCon is. Like, I can read the description, but it sounded kind of vague. And I want to make sure that I'm giving it the credit that's due. So my understanding is it's kind of a combination of discussing how voice and technology intersect, but I don't know in what ways. Because really, if you stop to think about it, voice and technology intersect in many, many dynamic ways. I mean, right now, you're using technology to hear my voice. I'm using it to send my voice as well as my face, which hopefully is not too horrifying. Yes, and don't forget to follow Poptail, twitter.com/poptailsocial, PoptaleSocial. And it's a little quiet in here tonight. Not many of yous are here. I don't know. I hope you're excited for Dark Citadel. I'm looking forward to playing this. It's kind of surprising. We had a big turnout for Popcorn Tycoon, which was really surprising to me. I figured that would be the lowest turnout, to be honest with you. But I am glad that people showed up for that one. But this one's a little quiet today. So I'm just publishing. There we go. Let me do the tweets. Tweet, tweet. And probably, I'm sitting here, Nick. I'm like, you know, we should have had this talk before I went on because I kind of thought I knew what I was doing. Oh, okay. Okay. That makes a lot of sense, actually. I'm a little embarrassed. I hate to say that. I'm glad. See, that's why I'm glad this is the pre-show, because I can make all my mistakes now. I don't want to make them when we're doing the actual live thing, but it's kind of fun. I'm like, well, if I want to make a mistake, do it now. All right, so about 4.5 minutes left. But I definitely do want to talk about... I'm excited. You know what, though? I will say I like the idea of the convention. I may try to be there for some of it. Also, Nick, I had an idea for a thing. I will message you later, but I meant to talk to you about it today, and it just occurred to me, and I'm like, ah, well, we should start planning it now. But it's for next year, and I think we should definitely explore it. But we'll talk about it. It's nothing bad. Danny's here. Hi, Danny. Danny says hi, Lily. Hi, Danny. Hey. They call me Lily. Cool, no problem. Yeah. No, it's something kind of cool. It kind of hit me yesterday, and I meant to mention it to you today. And me and Nick were hanging out. He was shopping. And I was talking to him because that's what we do. We hang out. So, again, if you're just joining us, in a couple of minutes, we'll start Poptail Live. We're going to be doing Dark Citadel And hopefully my camera is good. Hopefully it works. I didn't really check it. I'm not in a great shirt today. I'm in a crappy white t-shirt, but you probably can't see it, which is good because I think it's got food on it. No, I didn't. Did I play this one on the marathon? I don't remember if I played this. Oh, maybe I did. Oh, I know what you're talking about, Austin. Yeah, I thought I played something else, but yeah, this might have been the one that when we did it years ago, it was glitchy. I hope it's not. I'm trying to remember what my issue was. I don't know if it was a guess the verb thing, but it's been a while, so I'm hoping that, you know, this will be good. All right, we got about a minute left. Oh, man, that sucks. I hope so, too. Camera's working so far. You should be fine, says Danny. Did I get any further on the popcorn thing? No, I'm going to hold on to the popcorn thing, and we'll revisit it maybe in a few weeks, and I'll buy some of the add-ons, and we'll talk about popcorn. We'll have a big popcorn social fiasco. Look at Poptail giving me the 2-minute warning. Right. Right, right. I remember. Okay, 27 seconds. Guys, don't forget to please subscribe on Poptail on YouTube. Hopefully these will always be here on this channel, but there may come a day when we stop doing them here and only do them on Poptail, so, you know, please keep that in mind. But anyways, 8 seconds. Oh, God, I'm so nervous. So nervous. All right, here we go. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Poptail Weekly for July 7th, 2021. I am your host, as always, Liam, and it is a pleasure to be here. And it's so weird when you hear yourself talking. So I keep the stream up in the background so I can read chat when you guys write, but it always starts talking and I'm like, ah, that's my voice. Today we're playing Dark Citadel. And before we get going, I do want to mention that Poptail is sponsoring VoiceCon. And VoiceCon is a convention to celebrate the intersection of voice and technology. More specifically, it celebrates all the things you can do with your Echo and Google and all of these assistants. There's going to be a lot of things going on here. It's like a marathon sort of get together. It's like over 40 hours. I think they said 49, 48. I should have paid more attention to my... Might have been 29, actually. 28. Okay. So, 48 was a little much. Sorry. This will be on Clubhouse for 28 continuous hours. You can visit VoiceCon, VoiceCon.live. And I'm going to throw that in my chat. Nick might have actually done that already. I'm going to throw that in the Poptail. Yep. So, thanks. Yeah, Nick's corrected me. 28 hours of content. Yeah, make sure you check that out. Oh, Nick has not. There, I got it. So if you guys are watching on Poptail and you're like, what? We actually simulcast this to two channels, my personal channel and Poptail. But Poptail is really where you want to be. So if you're watching over there, thank you. If not, then please consider subscribing. And if you are watching this for the first time and you're not subscribed, please do so. It is really helpful. It helps everybody, including Poptail and me. So we would love to see you do that. So let's get on to Dark Citadel. Dark Citadel is interesting, and it's something that I have been asked to do a couple times. So, as always, let me read the description here. The kingdom of Alterton is under attack, and you are the only one who can save it. This is a story told in constantly released chapters that you... Oh, as you build up your hero, form alliances, and prepare for war against the Dark Citadel. Who is this game for? Anyone who loves Dungeons & Dragons, Diablo, Warhammer, Pendragon, GURPS, or GURPS, I'm assuming it's GURPS, or other pen and paper role-playing games. Contained within this interactive novel are hundreds of branching paths that will change the journey. Decisions will have real consequences, from missing out on important items to gaining new allies and friends. The new chapters are regularly released to progress and branch the main story. Just say, open Dark Citadel to get started. To learn more, and then there's the link there. So this is by LC Publishing, and the link is in the description of the video. Also, on your screen at the bottom, you can see that it does tell you how to invoke the skill. And we're going to be doing that in, well, any moment, actually. And we'll just, I'm going to do a quick check, make sure that the mixer is on, and it is, making sure channel 8's up. Nothing worse than starting the game and not having audio. So, how about we do this thing? Alexa, open Dark Citadel. Ooh, I like the intro. Very cool.
Welcome to the Dark Citadel. In this game, you will make choices to progress the story. You can say the choices themselves or the option they correspond to. As you progress, you will level up, select new powers, skills, and stats to train in, and earn weapons, armor, and trinkets as rewards. New chapters and features will unlock as you play. We are starting off at chapter 1, and I've given you a few potions to help you on your journey.
Well, thank you. I need
Let
those.
Let us begin.
Let's do it.
Hello, traveler.
The voice surprises you, waking you from a daydream. You've been walking all day trying to reach the city from your homestead, and hadn't realized you made it this far. You can reply, 1, hello, or 2, stay silent. What option do you choose?
1.
You look over and see a guard standing at the gate of a small city staring at you. The air is dusty from a lack of rainfall in these midsummer months.
Welcome to Pendleford. Are you seeking lodgings, food, or both?
You can reply, food, lodgings, or both. How would you like to proceed?
Both.
Then you're going to want to stop at the inn at the center of town. I only ask that you stay inside the city walls at night. There have been reports of orc activity in the nearby region, and we intend to keep everyone safe.
You can say, thanks, or stay silent. Which selection do you choose?
Thanks.
He nods at you and lets you pass into the city. You stride into Pendleford with a bounce in your step. Your mind feels a little foggy from walking all day to get here, but you're excited to have made it. Your only choice is, head to the inn. Which selection do you choose?
Head to the inn.
What do you want to do?
Head to the inn.
I didn't understand that request. Please rephrase and try again. He nods at you and lets you pass into the city.
Okay, I
you
guess
you stride into
like,
Pendleford with a bounce in
game's
your step.
Like whatever.
Your mind feels a little foggy from walking all day to get here,
how
but
do
you're
I,
excited to have made it. Your only choice is, head to the inn. What option do you choose?
Inn.
Thanks for stopping by.
What?
Reviews help others find skills. Please consider leaving one. Bye-bye.
That's not what... Oh, that's not a good start. Alexa, open Dark Citadel.
Welcome back to the
Dark
Citadel.
So, as you guys know, I don't test these ahead of time.
Chapters 1 through 17 are released and 18 through 20 are in progress. You can also participate in competitive modes such as waves or invasions, which are reachable from the main menu. Let's continue our journey. There are 3 players in cooperative locations. To join them, go to the main menu and then select raids or dungeons. He nods at you and lets you pass into the city. You stride into Pendleford with a bounce in your step. Your mind feels a little foggy from walking all day to get here, but you're excited to have made it. The only option to choose is head to the inn.
One.
What option do you choose?
One.
You continue forward when suddenly you hear the sound of a snapping rope.
Watch out.
A man calls out as a cart of apples rolls toward you. You made an easy reaction check, which is a success. You easily sidestep the cart. You made an easy athletics check. You catch the cart as it rolls by, stopping it in its tracks as the merchant catches up.
Thank you so much.
You nod and continue on your way. You collected 2 coins and earned 75 experience
points. Can I
get
some apples too?
You reach the inn and see a number of horses resting outside. It looks like there are a number of people inside already, which is good news. Your goal is to travel far to the north of here, and that's a journey you won't be able to make alone.
Nope.
You're going to need some traveling companions to survive. You head inside and see a bustling room full of patrons. You can find a seat, or head to the counter. Which option would you like to select?
2.
The bartender moseys over and leans against
the counter.
I love
it. I'm just going to do the numbers.
Setting a rag down. He's a tired-looking old man, balding with a scraggly beard.
What can I do you for?
You can reply, drink, or food. What do you want to do?
2.
He calls to the back and a moment later a little girl appears with a bowl of stew. It looks edible, though just barely. She sets it in front of you and disappears. The bartender pours himself a pint and takes a sip.
You look familiar. Do I know you?
Your only choice is, you might. How do you want to proceed?
1.
You explain to him that you grew up at a farmstead a day south of here with your family. You've come here often with your father to trade crops, animals, and buy supplies.
Ah, I thought you looked familiar. What brings you here this time?
You can say, adventure, or none of your business. Which option do you choose?
1.
Ah, some adventure. Going to make a name for yourself. I can respect that. I was something of a legend in my day.
An old woman with stained clothing and dirty yellow hair appears behind the bartender.
A legendary pain in my behind is all. Stop chit-chatting and get back to work. We're waiting on at least a dozen pints.
Old.
You can reply, I could use one. Or, stay silent. What would you like to do?
1.
He fills a mug and slides it in front of you, frowning. Grumbling, the old man slings the rag onto his shoulder and heads down the bar, pouring drinks
for other
waiting patrons.
There's not more voices they could use, because...
The woman watches him and then turns to you.
Old man doesn't stay on task anymore. I have to keep him in line sometimes.
You can say, make a joke, or stay silent. What do you want to do?
2.
She wanders off, shouting at her husband. You are shooed away from the counter by people trying to order drinks and food, and find your way to a table. The only option to choose is, relax. Which option do you choose?
1.
You make your way over to a table and sit down, scanning the crowd. You can, relax, or pickpocket. Which option would you like to select?
1.
Suddenly, a woman sits in the seat across from you.
Sorry, this place is packed and I needed somewhere to eat my stew.
I hope you don't mind.
You can reply, not at all, or I do mind. Which option do you choose?
1.
She waves a little girl over who brings her a bowl of stew. The woman takes a few bites of it and then shudders.
Gods, this stuff tastes worse each time I come through here.
You can say, I know, or Stay silent. What do you want to do?
One.
They must be using rotten vegetables and meat. Did you know that they actually let meat rot here before using it? How terrible is that?
You can reply, I live here, or stay silent. Which option do you choose?
One.
She shrugs.
Now we're moving.
Then you must love the stew. I'm not from around here. What about you? What's your story? Where are you headed?
You tell her you are planning to travel north to Alderton, the capital city.
Oh really? That's where we've been heading for a while now. I've been traveling with Mary and her caravan for the last few weeks, though this is where our paths diverge.
You can ask Mary? Or, I'm going alone. What would you like to do?
One.
If you're serious about heading north, you're going to want to talk to Mary and convince her to let you come.
We're pretty full up, but she's usually pretty willing to let little whelps like you along.
Nope.
Plus, I've been acting as a guard for her and she might be interested in hiring someone else on.
She looks you over.
Though, you might want to look a little bit tougher when you talk to her if you really want to sell it. No offense.
You can say, none taken. Or, stay silent. What would you like to do?
One. Hello? Every once in a while, you'll have a connectivity issue, and I don't know what causes that. So if we'll just, let's see. Alexa, open Dark Citadel.
Welcome back to the Dark Citadel. Let's continue our journey. There are 6 players in cooperative locations.
Wow.
To join them, go to the main menu and then select raids or dungeons. She finishes up her stew, gags a little bit, and then stands up.
Well, I wish I could say it's been a pleasure, but...
Well, it's been something.
She disappears into the crowd before you can respond. You can search for her, or relax. Which selection do you choose?
One.
You search around for her but have no luck in finding her. She is completely gone. You head outside the inn and breathe in the fresh air. You can make the journey alone, or search for Mary. How would you like to proceed?
Two.
You aren't really sure where to start looking for Mary, so you decide to ask around. Your only choice is talk to people. How would you like to proceed?
One.
You made a hard streetwise check, which is a success.
Oh!
You bump into someone from the caravan who tells you exactly where you can find Mary. Easy enough. You collected 3 coins and earned 49 experience points.
Nice.
You acquired 3 wooden logs and picked up 2 lumps of iron ore.
Wait.
After some searching, you find Mary outside the inn.
Oh, okay.
She is a gruff and strong merchant who looks like she can handle herself in a fight.
So you want to join my caravan? What do you have to offer?
She asks. You can reply, I'm funny, I'm strong, or I'm clever. How do you want to proceed?
Two.
Strong? Funny. Everyone thinks they're strong. I'm talking coin.
She says with a smirk.
But I'm thinking that's not something you have a lot of.
She thinks about it for a moment.
Fine. Just don't get in anyone's way and you're welcome to come along.
Mary says. The caravan departs in the morning, so you have some time to rest before the journey. The other travelers seem pleased to have you aboard. Some even attempt to strike up a conversation with you. You can make conversation, keep to yourself, or volunteer as a guard. Which selection do you choose?
Volunteer as a guard. Oh, I need to use the number.
You made an easy warfare check.
Ooh!
You don't have a lot of fighting experience, but you are willing to help take on the duties of a guardsman for the trip, protecting the others. Mary appreciates the extra help and offers to pay you wages at the end of the trip.
Yeah!
A few of the other guards offer to spar, sharpening your skills. You had 1 stack of damage boost.
Applied. The caravan departs in the morning and is set to travel for many days. At first the trip is smooth and pleasant despite some rain. However, after about a week of travel,
really
one of the guards
this.
Spots signs of orc activity in the area.
We're still close to town, but we should be cautious. Is anyone willing to scout the area for us?
Mary asks. You can volunteer to help, stay unnoticed, or scout without permission. How do you want to proceed?
1.
You offer to serve as a scout for the caravan and head off into the woods alone to find any signs of orcs or bandits. You made a medium perception check.
Yay!
You spot signs of the orcs in the area, validating what the guardsmen
I love the
had
rolls.
Found earlier. It is indeed dangerous here, and you should be careful. You spot signs of a large camp nearby, but it is empty and looks like it was abandoned several days ago. You report back what you found, earning the respect of the other guards, and then settle down for a well-deserved dinner. You collected 2 coins and earned 114 experience points. You acquired 6 wooden logs and picked up 3 lumps of iron ore.
Nice. Ooh, is that a level up?
You have leveled up from 1
yeah.
to 2. The current max level is 20. You have unlocked a new class selection. Pick from Fighter, Caster, Leader, Healer, Scion, Scoundrel, or pick for me. Which class do you want to pick?
Fighter.
Perfect. You want to pick a fighter.
Yeah.
Select one of Warrior, Ranger, or Barbarian.
Ooh.
What class do you want to pick?
2.
You have unlocked a new class selection.
Yes.
Pick from Fighter, Caster,
Wait,
Leader,
I picked...
Healer, Scion.
What?
Scoundrel, or pick for me. Which class do you want to pick?
1.
You have unlocked a new stat selection. Select
okay.
one of 1. Charisma, 2. Constitution, 3. Intelligence, 4. Toughness, 5. Defense, 6. Strength, 7. Wisdom, or 8. Pick for me. What stat do you want to pick?
4.
Toughness has been synced to your character sheet.
Nice.
You found AU located a healing potion, and AU earned a healing potion. That night is chilly and everyone gathers around the campfire to stay warm. You eat your supper of potato stew and a mug of warm ale before laying out your bedroll to sleep.
Ew.
Something doesn't feel right though,
warm
and
ale?
The hairs stand up on the back of your neck. It's almost as though someone or something is watching you. You can investigate, question others, or shift closer to the fire. Which option would you like to select?
Investigate. Forgot. I'm
unable to deal with
numbers.
The worry any longer, you head out into the surrounding woods to see what is there. In the dark of night, it is difficult to see outside the light of the campfire, but you search around. You don't find anything, but suddenly you hear a commotion off to the right. Suddenly, an orc bursts out of the woods and attacks you.
Whoa.
You are entering combat with 1 orc. It is pitch black, which means blindsight or a light source would help. The orc rushes at you, shouting wildly. You can attack, use a power, consume a healing item, or magical stance. How would you like to engage the enemy?
1.
You get to go first. You swipe and miss the orc.
Oh no.
The enemy is up. The orc missed you. You have 38 hit points left. The orc is at full health. You can attack, use a power, consume a healing item, or magical stance. How would you like to engage the enemy?
1. That's right, dice rolls time. Hey.
What do you want to do?
1.
You charge forward and bravely block the orc's path to Mary. The ugly creature turns to engage you.
What happened? It like
you are
went
entering
weird.
Combat with 1 orc. The orc smashes his weapon on the ground, taunting you. You can attack, use a power, consume a healing item, or drunken stand. You collected 2 coins and earned 17 experience points. You had 1 stack of armor boost. Applied.
You awake with a start, seated on the hard ground and tied in a line with the other travelers.
Oh no.
It is still night and a campfire smolders nearby. No one is severely harmed, but everyone who was with the caravan was captured. The orc leader is pacing nearby. He turns suddenly and shouts to the passengers.
Who is in charge?
Mary can't even make eye contact, and it seems her gruff exterior has faded. You can reply, I am in charge. Mary is in charge. Or stay silent. Which option would you like to select?
One.
To hear your options again, say repeat options. To hear your options again, say repeat options.
Repeat options.
Select one of, one, abandon the others.
What?
Or,
see,
two, refuse to leave. How do you want to proceed?
Two.
It's too risky. The other traveler whispers. We should just go.
You can reply, not a chance. Fine, let's go. Or you aren't worth my time. What do you want to do?
One.
You don't want to leave and want to look tough saying so. You made an easy intimidate check. You show steely determination in your refusal and it clearly impresses those around you. You collected 4 coins and earned 120
experience
points. Yeah, I think
some parts are missing or
you refuse to leave and instead begin untying all of the other prisoners. The other traveler is anxious, but he reluctantly
helps.
So
what happened to... Okay.
Suddenly, one of the orcs wakes up and sees what is happening.
Oh.
He grunts and charges at the young man. You can attack the orc, keep untying everyone, or look for something to help. What option do you choose?
One.
You stand up and charge the orc, cutting it off from reaching the young merchant. You are entering combat with one orc.
I think I see what's going on now.
It is pitch black, which means blindsight or a light source would help. You can attack, use a power, consume a healing item, or defensive stance. How would you like to engage the enemy?
One.
How would you like to engage the enemy?
One. Now, see, it's going to do this again, where it, like... Okay. So let's, as we're noticing with this game a little bit, I don't want to say it's buggy, but I am noticing that there are some issues, and I don't know if they're connectivity issues with the game itself. So one thing to remember about all these games is they are running remotely. But I do notice that we are missing swaths of story. And it is weird. So we have Poptail says buggy. Alexa, open Dark Citadel. I will say, though, I like the game a lot. Now, of course, I just said that, and the game... Alexa, cancel. What is that?
Call from Maisie McDaisy.
There is a woman on the phone named Maisie McDaisy asking to speak with you. Maisie McDaisy is the founder and chief eccentricity officer at Ms. Maisie's Eccentric Popping Contrivances.
Wait, where did that come
up? Would
you
like to speak with Maisie McDaisy?
No.
Okay. I will tell her to call back some other time. There are 3 items available at
Alexa,
this time.
Alexa, stop. How did...
Come back soon.
Whoa, what is going on? That was the strangest thing that I think has ever happened. I think we just went into an alternate dimension. I did say Dark Citadel, right, guys? I didn't say... popcorn type. Did I just had a moment where I just blanked. What happened? That's amazing. Alexa, open Dark Citadel. That does not happen every day. Okay, I do not know. The game is not loading for me at all. I wonder if... Alexa, cancel.
There are three items available at this time. All right, so it's going back to... Microwaves, farmer's market stalls,
I'm going
and
to,
frying
you guys,
pans.
Sorry, you guys are going to see me
Which
reach
item
up.
Do you want to buy?
I'm going
to
restart... Whoa, don't do that. I'm going to reboot this Echo really quick. I don't know if that's going to help. But I don't know what is going... Now, that's so weird. You can put that into the blooper reel. If we ever make a blooper reel, because that is the strangest thing I think I've ever had happen. So while I am resetting a couple things, I do want to remind you guys that we are here every week playing these games. This has just been a weird sort of thing that I did not expect to have happen. Don't forget that Poptail is also a sponsor of VoiceCon. And like I like to say, VoiceCon is the intersection between voice and technology. So they're going to be dealing with all things, voice first. So things like the Echo and, Google Assistant and things like that. There will be 28 straight hours of content. And you can learn more at voicecon.live, VoiceCon.live. And let's see if we can get Dark Citadel back. Otherwise, I don't know what we're going to do. Also, hi, Sterlock. Yeah, this game has weird bugs like that where just, wow, weird. Okay. Alexa, open Dark Citadel. Yeah, I wonder if they're using AWS or an external service. Now, see, if I cancel, it's going to go back to Popcorn Tycoon again. That's so weird. So it sounds like that this game does have some data issues. So I guess we could wait a few minutes. Alexa, what time is it?
It's 6:31 p.m.
Okay. Alexa, tell me a joke.
Why did the egg cross the road?
Why?
Just for the shell of it.
Oh. Yeah, Poptail says unplug. I did. I just unplugged and plugged back in. I have a feeling it could be a couple things. Sterlock says, like, when it works, it's great. That's the key. So it makes me wonder if it's a hosting issue. I know Poptail asked, I wonder if they're using AWS or another service. I don't know, because this is the first time I've ever seen a skill have issues like this. Hey, Poptail, while we're waiting, mind if I do Jeopardy? Have we talked about Jeopardy? Mind if I do a quick round of Jeopardy and you guys can see how dumb I am? Are we okay with that? Oh, Popcorn Tycoon might be running in the background. Yeah, it might have been running in the background. I did reset, though. Really? Okay, as Jan says, I'm on right now. I have no problems. The only thing I could think of is that my game got put in a state where the game is, like, frozen. I think it's a sign from the higher echo powers that you should pop some more popcorn. All right, Poptail says do it. All right, here we go. Alexa, open Jeopardy. Let me tell you, I love this skill.
This is
And I love that Jeopardy. They kept Alex.
And now, here is your host, Alex Trebek.
Thanks, Johnny, and welcome, players. Let's see what our clues are today.
All right, let's see how we do.
Our first Jeopardy category is winning presidential campaign slogans.
Oh.
I like Ike was his slogan.
Who is Dwight D. Eisenhower?
Excellent.
Yes.
Our next Jeopardy category is toys and games. This Danish maker of interlocking toy bricks produces more tires annually than Goodyear.
Who is Lego?
Excellent. The next category is the Duke and Duchess of Suffolk. Add this suffix to endorse, and you get something that makes athletes a lot of money.
What is meant?
You're right. The category is TV animation. Like Captain America's shield, the regular shirt of Steven Universe proudly displays this symbol.
I don't know. I should know this.
The correct response was, what is a star?
Oh, a star.
The fifth Jeopardy category is spiders. Britannica notes that the Black Widow is known for a red marking that resembles this timepiece.
What is a pocket watch?
That's not it.
What is a
The correct response
hourglass?
Was, what is an hourglass?
Hourglass!
The next category is working out. The details. We all have six-pack Vs, thanks to fibrous bands called the tendinous intersections, but fat can cover them.
What are abs? What?
Sorry. The correct response was, what are abs?
I said
it's
abs!
It's time for the double Jeopardy round.
Come on,
the category
man.
Is women directors. Regina King called the shots on episodes of this ABC drama about Olivia Pope.
I don't know.
The correct response was, what is Scandal?
Oh,
today's
I never
eighth
watched
category
it.
Is chapter of the 19th century novel.
Oh, no.
The old sea dog at the Admiral Benbow is a chapter in this novel.
What is Moby Dick? I mean, this
Sorry,
is the only one I could think of.
The correct
of.
Response was, what is Treasure Island?
Oh, Treasure
Our
Island.
Our next Jeopardy category is wall to wall. A wall near Pike Place Market is a monument to mastication that's covered with spent chewing gum in this U.S. city.
Repeat.
Again, the category is wall to wall. A wall near Pike Place Market is a monument to mastication that's covered with spent chewing gum in this U.S. city.
What is Memphis? No,
no,
I can't remember
that's
what
incorrect.
Pike Place is.
The correct response was, what is Seattle?
Oh.
Your 10th Jeopardy category is Marshall Matters. It's the first name of the marshal who was the U.S. Supreme Court's first African-American member.
Oh. Who is Thurgood?
Excellent. The category is not to be confused. Morocco is an African country, a Sirocco is an African wind, or a car model by this automaker.
I have no idea.
The correct response was, what is Volkswagen?
Sirocco.
The last Jeopardy category is the doctor is in. The response starts with the letters DR.
Okay.
These priests from the ancient Celtic religion appear in literature as wizards.
What are druids?
Correct.
Let's see how you're doing against the other Jeopardy players.
Alrighty. You scored 5 out of 12
Man,
clues.
Man, I would have had abs, too.
Your score for today puts
That's
you in the
bad.
Middle of our rankings.
Alright.
Today was your 46th day of playing Jeopardy. You haven't played the clues from yesterday yet.
Would you like to catch up on those clues?
Yes.
Let's continue.
The first category is Americana. The U.S. flag has 7 red stripes and this many white stripes.
What are 6?
Yes, that's correct.
I had to count.
Our second category is street art. In London, Banksy created street stencils of a girl with one of these objects that's often filled with helium.
What is balloon?
Yes, that's it. Our next category is checking into the movies. The Fountain Blue Miami Beach Hotel is where James Bond finds a woman who's been painted to death in this film.
What is Goldfinger?
Yes, that's correct. Your fourth Jeopardy
she just
category
died, by the way.
Is resisting arrest. No sleep
facts.
For me.
I can't stop swiping at sweets with Mr. Toffee in a game app called This Saga.
What is Candy Crush?
Excellent.
I had to think about it for a minute.
Is Women Who Write. James Corden's bandleader, Reggie Watts, is a cousin of this woman who wrote The Color Purple.
I don't know.
Please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like, who is or what is?
Who is Maya Angelou? I have no idea.
No.
I love Reggie Watts, though.
The correct response was, who is Alice Walker?
Okay.
Our next Jeopardy category is use your two eyes.
Leave me alone.
The only vowels in the response are two eyes.
Two eyes, okay.
It's synonymous with shy.
What is timid?
Good job.
Boom!
Let's see what's in store for the double Jeopardy round.
Sorry, I get excited.
Our seventh Jeopardy category is African Americans pre-1860. Britannica described this 1857 ruling as the Supreme Court wrongly imposing a judicial solution on a political problem.
I don't know. And I'm going to hear this and get really
mad.
The
correct response was, what is the Dred Scott decision? Your next category is beautiful vocabulary. It comes before George, in the name of a curly-haired professional wrestler.
What is gorgeous?
Yes.
Gorgeous George, yeah.
Our ninth Jeopardy category is the human body. Nephrons are filtering units in this organ.
What is the spleen? No.
No, that's incorrect.
Pancreas?
The correct response was, what is the kidney?
Oh, the kidney.
The next
okay.
category is a world to kiss. This saint, considered by many the keeper of Heaven's Gate, has a statue at the Vatican that's seen many smooches.
I don't know.
The correct response was, who is Peter?
Oh,
your category is holidays and observances. While many call it President's Day, it's officially Washington's birthday, and it's observed in this month.
What is February?
Correct.
Boom.
Our last category is Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nicknames.
Okay.
Clive Davis said she was not just the Queen of Soul, but the Queen of Music.
Who is Aretha Franklin?
Correct.
All right, let's see how you did on this set.
Nice job. You got 8 right out of 12.
You've already played all the clues this week.
You last played the clues from Tuesday. Which day would you like to replay from this week?
Cancel.
Thanks for playing. I hope you keep watching and enjoying Jeopardy.
I will, Alex. It's just not the same without you. We miss you. So let me try... We're going to try one more time to see if we can get this game working. If not, we may just call it a day, unfortunately. I will say, though, I think Dark Citadel is really cool. I wish they could work out some of the issues. It looks like it's a lot of fun. I love the story sort of aspect of it. I think it's really fascinating. Alexa, open Dark Citadel. Alexa, repeat.
Select one of 1.
Yeah.
Ignore her. 2. Stay and talk. Or 3. Look for Mary. Which selection do you choose?
3. All right, so we missed some
Mary
story.
Thanks you for rescuing the caravan. It was nothing that was required of you, but you risked your life nevertheless. She tells you that she will remember the debt that she owes you, and should you ever need anything in the future, she will be happy to help. You can keep wandering, head to the city center, or go to the old woman's house. Which option do you choose?
2. Okay, so now we're not going to get... Okay, Alexa, cancel. So the problem that we're running into is that we're missing big chunks of story. And I feel like we're missing big chunks of gameplay. Okay. So I have to say, I don't know. I don't, You know, when I do these, I don't try to review them as much as just play them. But naturally, when you play a game, you are going to develop opinions on said game. I have to say that I think this is a really cool concept. The flaws that I'm running into, though, are making it really problematic to play. I like the concept a lot, and it could be a technical issue. It could be any number of things, but I mean, as you know, we sit here and do this, it's just very hard to play and get. Session management is a it is. It's really unfortunate. I don't know what causes it. I mean, I could certainly reset everything and then try again maybe in another week, and maybe we'll try that. It's just for whatever reason, there's a weird issue, and I hope that one day that can be resolved. Because I do find this really fascinating, and I think it would be something that would be fun to play. I love story-driven stuff. I love things that let you into a story. But just for whatever reason, this is just not happening. I did. When I reopened it, it didn't repeat anything. So it makes me wonder if, like, there's a technical issue, or I know, you know, Nick mentioned session management. It just makes me wonder what the issue is. Anyways, that's Dark Citadel. I don't think it's a bad game. I wish it was a little more stable. But it's not a bad little game, and maybe you will have better luck with it than I do. I just did not have good luck this week. This just was not a good week. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to kind of wind it down. There's not really much else we can do. Next week, we're going to do something kind of fun. We're going to play Animal Rescue, and it is more of a kid's game, and that's okay. I mean, you know, I'm a big kid at heart. So we are going to do some animal rescue. So please join me for that. I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be educational, and, you know, educational doesn't always mean bad. It's sometimes educational is a good time. So please join me next week for that. Do not forget, again, end of the month, VoiceCon. Let's see if it's got the date on here. July 29th and July 30th, 28 hours of nonstop wall-to-wall content on Clubhouse. I'm going to throw the link in to both this chat and my chat. Catherine says I haven't gotten anything with Echo on it yet. So I haven't played this yet. I want to, though. Yeah, Catherine, you should really check out the other archives of Poptail Weekly. I played a lot of really cool games. Hopefully you can find something that might be interesting. And you know, this will be here every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern. There will always be an episode of this going on. I will have a couple weeks where I will be away. I'll be on vacation. But hey, when I'm away, why not check out the old episodes? So we are going to get a good playlist of this stuff so that you guys can just binge watch it if you want to. If you want to catch up, you can. So we will work on that. But I do want to thank you guys for being here. If you're watching on my channel, please stay tuned. I will be back with you, and I will sort of... We'll have a little time to chat and then, you know, go on our way. If you're watching on Poptail, though, again, thank you for being here this week. I apologize for the technical glitches. They're just out of my hands. Unfortunately, that's just the way those things work. But I do appreciate you being here as always. I will see you guys next week. Same time, same channel. And we'll be rescuing some animals. So join me for that. See you guys later. Okay, and if you're watching me here on Liam's streams, hi. So, yeah, Catherine, you haven't watched me in a while. I'm sad. Thanks, Nick. Listen, you know what? Listen, you make do with what you got. I have never played Dark Citadel. I'm going to go back over to the main camera. I have never played Dark Citadel. It's always kind of scary when you play something you're not familiar with. So I apologize to everyone that we had a really choppy stream. I apologize that the game didn't work as intended. It's out of my hands, though, and I just did the best that I could. I think it's a really cool game, and I love the concept. I just don't love that that happened. But I still think it was pretty, pretty fun. So I'm going to be, I'll hang out for a little while if you guys want to chat. If you'd like to talk about something, bring it up. How was your 4th? If you celebrate the 4th, what did you do? If you don't celebrate the 4th because you live in another country, what did you do? Regardless, what did you do on the 4th of July? You know, there will be some other streams coming up. So like I did mention, next week is Animal Rescue, which looks kind of fun. I'm looking forward to playing it, actually. Then the week after that, we're going to be doing something a little different and something that we were going to do on this channel. But we're going to be doing for Poptail Weekly. We'll be doing Rosemary's Fate. And it's kind of different. It's not a voice first game in the sense of, you know, the other voice first games we've done where it's been like, you know, microphone based. It's actually going to be a full on audio game, which is different. But it's what we do on this channel. So I think it will make itself very well. It'll fit well in the Poptail scheme of things. And Poptail did do a write-up on it, so it does make sense to do it over there. It was crazy on the 4th of July. There were so many fireworks, it sounded like a war zone. We had a lot of very heavy fireworks here. We had a lot of M80s. It was very loud. I was not happy. I meant to go out and record some audio, but I was asleep. I slept through it. I didn't bother. I wasn't all that interested. Maybe next year I'll get some 3D audio recordings of some fireworks, because in my neighborhood there's a lot of really loud ones, and it does sound very Warzone-esque. So maybe next year I'll go out and get them. And the thing is that where I live, you get them from all sides. You get them behind you, you get them in front of you, you get them by the park, you get them down the street. So I can get them in literally every angle. Lexi says, what's up on the channel for the rest of the week? Also, I've been here the whole time. I watched the greatest fireworks show. So Lexi, to answer your question, I don't know. This is the week of the NFB convention, so Aether has been very busy doing stuff. I would assume that either this weekend or early next week we're going to do some Jackbox stuff, because Aether wants to be in on that. So, and when I brought it up to him, he's like, hey, why don't you hold on, because this week is NFB week. And I'm like, okay, whatever, cool. 2 weeks from now, we'll be doing Rosemary's Fate. Next week, we're doing Aminal Rescue. I could stop saying that because I am going to really call it Aminal Rescue. We'll be doing Animal Rescue. And after that, I don't really know. But on this channel, I don't have anything major planned because, you know, nothing has really come out or really happened. I could do a chat stream if people want to come hang out and chat. Could do an Ask Me Anything. I got to tell you guys, I did have a really delicious energy drink today. It's called Uptime, and I really like it a lot. And if you're somebody that does energy drinks, I highly recommend you check them out. They're somewhat healthier, I guess, and they're kind of better for you. I mean, really, none of those are great for you, but they look like they're more natural, and they have a lot less artificial ingredients. So maybe eventually it will, instead of Bileum or Red Bull, it'll be Bileum and Uptime. Because I really, really like these Uptimes. I had the blood orange one. It was delicious. Trying to think if there's anything else that I've got to really say. I mean, it's that whole Dark Citadel thing threw me off. I'm just not. When things break, man, things break. There are a few games that people have suggested. Night Manager is one of them. So I don't really make... let me say this the right way. I don't want to make this sound wrong. I don't always make the decisions on what we play. I kind of feel like I do to a certain extent, but I have input on it. I think that's fair to say. Like you know, I get input. I can say like, hey, I think we should do this game. But ultimately, kind of comes down to like what Poptail thinks that we should play, which is cool with me. I have no problem with that. So I know you guys have mentioned Night Manager. Another game that I would like to do, but it trust me, it just won't go well, is Vortex. If you have not played Vortex, you need to play Vortex. It is fantastic. It really is a lot of fun. So. let's see. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Night Manager has gotten mentioned. So we could, you know, I'd love to do that one day. Obviously, we have three episodes of Starfinder to do. We've got a lot to still do. And, I mean, there's so many games, really, that, you know, could be done. So that's why I think this Poptail Weekly thing is great, because if you're looking for games, or if you want to know how a certain game plays, or you want to see me play a certain, you know, of these Echo games, it would be fun to do. I don't know what happened to it. I would have loved to have done Sound Safari on the Google Assistant. Sound Safari was kind of a fun little game, but they got rid of it. So Sound Safari has gone the way of the dinosaur, the dodo, the woolly mammoth, you know? But, yeah, so that's really all I got. I'm going to do a quick Patreon thing. I do want to thank all my patrons who make these streams possible. Yeah, it's almost 8 p.m., so big thanks to Danny Combs, Shane Davidson, Michael Lau, excuse me, Kyle Smith, Ivan Soto, Munawar Vajani, James Dean, Jim Denham, Anya Kristen, Michael Maslow, Trevor Johnson, Kevin Lyon, Stephen Luttrell, Simon Yeager, Austin Nix, Sarah Hawk, Jason Smith, Luna Raven, Cataline Avisara, Audio Game Geek, Hillary Duncan, Heather Messaker, Melissa Rowe, Ashley Coleman, Bianca, Courtney Barton, Bryant, Roland Engelsma, Abdullah Dubase, Changeling, Chad Blanco, and Jack Filichek. Thanks to everyone that is a patron. Thanks to everyone who subscribes, who donates, who shares, who super chats. Just thank you for being here. Really exciting. We are almost at 2,250 subscribers. So close to that mark. 2,246 as I look right now. And that is exciting. In September, there will be a marathon. I know we did one last year, and that was the marathon with the Wheel of Pain. We won't be doing the Wheel of Pain this year, sorry. But we'll be doing something else fun. And I'll be joining you guys to play lots of games and get really hyper and have fun. So I don't have dates for that yet. But when I have them, you can mark them on your calendar, and hopefully you'll be able to join me for that craziness. I am planning some cool stuff, so here's hoping. But for now, I will bid ye all adieu. Join me next week for more Poptail Weekly, and hopefully before then for some Jackbox. I'm going to talk to Aether and kind of figure out what we want to do and get that going. But I am out of here for now. As always, thanks for watching and or listening. Good night and good corn.